The divine spirit, not brute force, brings a fresh start in this week's Haftarah from Zechariah chapters 2 to 4.
Welcome to The Voice of the Prophet, the weekly Haftarah brought to life, featuring actor Ronald Gutman. I'm your host, Rabbi Jan Urbach, director of the Block Kolker Center for Spiritual Arts at JTS.
Shout for joy, fair Zion, for lo, I come and I will dwell in your midst, declares Adonai. In that day, many nations will attach themselves to Adonai and become God's people, and God will dwell in your midst. Then you will know that I was sent to you by Adonai Tzevaot. Adonai will take Judah as God's own portion in the Holy Land and will choose Jerusalem once more. Be silent, all flesh, before Adonai, for God is roused from God's holy habitation. God further showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of Adonai, and the accuser standing at his right to accuse him. But the angel of Adonai said to the accuser, Adonai rebuke you, O accuser. May Adonai, who has chosen Jerusalem, rebuke you, for this is a brand plucked from the fire. Now, Joshua was clothed in filthy garments when he stood before the angel. The latter spoke up and said to his attendants, take the filthy garments off him. And he said to him, see, I have removed your guilt from you, and you shall be clothed in priestly robes. Then he gave the order, let a pure diadem be placed on his head. And they placed the pure diadem on his head and clothed him in priestly garments, as the angel of Adonai stood by. And the angel of Adonai charged Joshua as follows. Thus said Adonai Tzevaot, if you walk in my paths and keep my charge, you in turn will rule my house and guard my courts, and I will permit you to move about among these attendants. Hearken well, O priest Joshua, you and your fellow priests sitting before you. For those men are a sign that I'm going to bring my servant, the branch. For mark well this stone which I placed before Joshua, a single stone with seven eyes. I will execute its engraving, declares Adonai Tzevaot, and I will remove that country's guilt in a single day. In that day, declares Adonai Tzevaot, you will be inviting each other to the shades of vine and fig trees. The angel who talked with me came back and woke me as a person is wakened from sleep. He said to me, what do you see? And I answered, I see a lampstand all of gold with a bowl above it. The lamps on it are seven in number, and the lamps above it have seven pipes. And by it are two olive trees, one on the right of the bowl and one on its left. In turn, I asked the angel who talked with me, what do those things mean, my lord? Do you not know what these things mean? Asked the angel who talked with me, and I said, no, my lord. And then he explained to me as follows. This is the word of Adonai to Zerubbabel. Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, said Adonai Tzevaot. Whoever you are, O great mountain in the path of Zerubbabel, turn into level ground, for he shall produce that excellent stone. He shall be greeted with shouts of beautiful, beautiful.
You've been listening to The Voice of the Prophet from the Block Kolker Center for Spiritual Arts at JTS. You'll find questions for further reflection and discussion in the episode notes. If you find these podcasts meaningful, please share them with your friends and review us on Apple Podcasts. You can email me your questions or comments at onlinelearning@jtsa.edu. Shabbat shalom, and thanks for listening.